snakes in the city.
What about you?
I love snakes in the city. I actually don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I just know that from watching the TV show, that's it.
And where do you guys live now?
UK.
I live in England, yeah.
And how long are you in New York?
We leave today.
Yeah. Okay,
cool. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been amazing.
So, is South Africa somewhere you would ever come together on a holiday?
I don't know enough about it.
No, I don't. I get the impression, like, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, a dangerous place to go. I don't know why.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show, where I have a simple goal, and that's to inspire you to reimagine the role between your brain and the story you and your organization tell to the world. I'm Timothy Maurice. As technology continues to afford us the great luxury of understanding more about the fascinating processing power in our heads, I'm determined to explore it and share the people who are researching it, as well as my own research and human behavioral observations. Today, I decided to delight you with some of my favorite social research. Prior to the pandemic, I was working in New York and decided to do a social experiment. I stopped over 100 people to find out the story they had of South Africa in their head. My goal was not so much about South Africa, but to demonstrate that the stories in our heads are produced and engineered. And as you listen to this episode, I want you to consider how your personal story has been produced in the minds of those around you. In the case of a country, the story foreigners have in their head impacts tourism, investment, trade, and so much more. There are serious implications. In your case, as an individual, it can also influence the strength and viability of your network, whether you gain opportunity, investment for your ideas, and ultimately, how much microaggression you face on a daily basis. As you'll hear, I speak to people either living in New York or visiting from the UK, Finland, Brazil, and many other places, and you'll be able to hear that there is potential in creating a positive perception and story to create a healthier relationship. I want you to consider how you can be more intentional about sharing your value on social media, in your networks, and how you can create content to represent who you really are. And just by being intentional, you'll be able to elevate opportunity for yourself in the minds of your current and potential stakeholders. This was a lot of fun. Enjoy. All right, cool. So we're in Times Square just hanging out, and I bumped into, what's your name?
Raul.
Have you been to South Africa?
Never.
When I say South Africa, what comes to mind?
The Soccer World Cup.
Jungles, too much greens, stuff like that.
Okay, and where do you live?
I live in Chicago.
You live in Chicago? And what do you do for a living?
Actually, I'm a student, so yeah.
And what are you studying?
I'm doing master's in finance.
Thank you so much. Would you ever visit South Africa?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I would love to.
Okay, and what's your name?
Sarah.
Snakes in the city.
What about you?
I love snakes in the city. I actually don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I just know that from watching the TV show, that's it.
Okay. And where do you guys live now?
UK.
I live in England,
And how long are you in New York?
We leave today.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been amazing.
So, is South Africa somewhere you would ever come together on a holiday?
I don't know enough about it.
No, I don't. I get the impression, like, I don't know. I feel like it's, like, a dangerous place to go. I don't know why.
I don't think it's dangerous. No. I think it's good for surfing. I've heard that.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy it. Travel well. Okay. Good question about what people think about South Africa. Do you mind if I ask you that question?
I don't wanna.
You don't wanna? Okay. You don't mind just...
I don't wanna do anything, really.
Forget what comes to mind.
Diversity.
Diversity? And where are you from?
I'm from Bolivia, South America.
And if you had the chance to come to South Africa for a holiday, would you come?
Yeah, of course I will. It is another country, another experience.
Well, travel well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Johannesburg and Great White Sharks.
And if this is... would you go there on holiday?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And when you think about sort of the politics, what comes to mind?
I think about the old apartheid and how that's changed over the past couple decades.
And where do you guys live now?
Indiana.
Gold.
Gold?
Gold.
And where do you live?
In Finland.
In Finland. And would you come to South Africa for a holiday?
Well, if someone paid for it, then yeah.
When I say South Africa, what comes to mind?
The drums, the elephants, the baboons.
Is it somewhere you would travel?
Maybe, yeah.
For like a holiday, or you bring your partner?
Yeah, to see the giraffes.
Yeah. And where do you live now?
I live in Upper Manhattan, Washington Heights.
And your name is?
Raphael.
Have you ever been there?
I have not been to South Africa.
And what are your general thoughts? What comes to mind when I say South Africa?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The apartheid. But I hear it's grown, and it's more like biggest city now. So I look forward to going there one day.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Karen, and I'm from California.
The African dance. Okay. And I heard there's a diamond mines over there. Okay. And the cricket team. I'm Asian, so I know the South African cricket teams. There are many known about the chokers. They can't even win a World Cup yet. So every time they got out on the semi-final, entire tournament they play so well. But at the end of the day, when the semi-final comes, they got busted.
But I don't know the English word. Okay. Animals.
Animals?
Yes.
Okay. Animals, elephants. And where do you guys live now?
Where do you live?
Germany.
You live in Germany. Which part of Germany?
North Rhine-Westphalia.
Okay. Awesome. Is South Africa somewhere you would travel for a holiday?
No.
Why not?
Because we like Europe.
In general, what comes to mind?
Africa.
And where do you guys live at the moment?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Awesome. Is South Africa somewhere you would ever visit?
Probably not, but I wouldn't mind it. But just having the resources, probably not.
Okay, cool. And have you ever heard of Nelson Mandela?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And what comes to mind when you think about Nelson Mandela?
Freedom, suffering.
Comes to mind?
I don't know. Honestly, I've not studied South Africa.
So you don't know Nelson Mandela?
I do. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
South Africa, what comes to mind?
Nothing.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a question about my research?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't? Okay.
So. Trevor Noah.
And anything else? Would you come there on holiday?
Yes, I would.
Awesome. And where do you live now?
I live in Brooklyn.
When you think of South Africa, what do you think?
I love the animals.
Animals
is my beautiful, and Africa is a beautiful country.
Okay, cool. And what about you?
I think about the nature. It's very rich. I think about it.
Okay. And where do you guys live now?
Brazil.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And you don't think about soccer at all? Football, when you think of South Africa?
I don't think.
Mara.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. Bye, Nana.
Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Volleyball, no soccer.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, and please share this episode with someone who needs to think more clearly about their personal story. You have stakeholders who would benefit from having an accurate or a healthier story about you in their mind. Try not to get the two confused. The key is to align your internal value with the value of the content you put out there. I personally want to be known as a curious thinker, so my content that I put out there pushes the curiosity barriers. I push the envelope. South Africa's perceived value is largely controlled by the international media. If more movies and stories are created by filmmakers, tourism authorities, and many others, the ignorance about the region could be reduced. And that would benefit everyone. The fact that people think there are lions running around in the back of people's yards can be changed. All the best as you put out a story that complements your goals and dreams. If you would like help positioning yourself with a better story, email me, podcast@timothymaurice.com or tmw@timothymaurice.com. Perhaps you want to put out a podcast or a book or a YouTube channel or some assets that elevate your story. I can help. Please share this with someone you care about. Until next time.